Penguin Random House Audio presents Palaces for the People: How Social Infrastructure Can Help Fight Inequality, Polarization, and the Decline of Civic Life, by Eric Kleinenberg. Read for you by Rob Shapiro. Introduction: The Social Infrastructure. On July 12, 1995, a tropical air mass with searing heat and high humidity settled over Chicago, making it feel like Jakarta or Kuala Lumpur. On July 13, the temperature hit 106 degrees and the heat index, which measures how a typical person experiences the weather, reached 126. Local newspapers and television stations announced that the heat wave could be dangerous, but they didn't recognize its severity. Along with basic health warnings and meteorological reports, they also ran humorous stories about how to ward off wardrobe wilt and makeup meltdown, and shop for air conditioners. "This is the kind of weather we pray for," said a spokesperson for one regional supplier. The Chicago Tribune advised readers to slow down and think cool thoughts. Chicago broke its record for energy consumption that day, and the surge in demand overwhelmed the electrical grid, causing outages in more than 200,000 homes, some lasting for days. Water pumps failed, leaving units on high floors dry. Across the city, buildings baked like ovens, roads and railways buckled, thousands of cars and buses overheated. Children riding school buses to camp got stuck in gridlocked traffic and had to be hosed off by public health crews to avoid heat stroke. Despite the mounting problems, Chicago's city government